Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening. Welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Terry Sayer. My co-host will be on the call any minute. I think she was on a date with her husband for Valentine's Day, so I think she'll get here soon. So this week we're talking about accountability again. And so we usually start our show out with some experiences we've had the past week that tie into the steps that we're taking. So I'll just go ahead and share a little bit about my week. I was really excited because I was going to be going to a Fearless Living workshop called Fearless Loving, which is one that I have not attended before and one that I've been certified to teach. But in order to teach that, it's imperative that we attend it as a participant as well. So I had my flight all scheduled to fly into Boston from Fresno, California, and my really good colleague and friend, Katrina Thompson, another certified fearless trainer, was going to pick me up in Boston, and we had a whole day planned to spend some time with some friends of hers and get to know them. And as you know, there was a huge storm on the East Coast, so that flight was canceled. I was to leave Wednesday to go to Boston. I was so excited to get to visit with her and to meet her friends, and so that was canceled, and I rescheduled for Thursday, flying out of Fresno to Phoenix, and then from Phoenix to New York, where she was going to pick me up, and we were going to go to Carolyn McGuire, another certified trainer, and then go on over to New Jersey Friday morning for the workshop. And fingers crossed, got to Fresno, got to Phoenix, got off the plane in Phoenix, and boom, canceled again. So we were going to schedule to the later flight. Waited around a bit, that was canceled. And so the only time they could get me to anywhere near New York or New Jersey was late Friday evening while the workshop started Friday morning. So I was disappointed, but I was grateful to have arrived in Phoenix and had a quick flight back from Phoenix to Fresno and was able to practice talking and having conversations with several people about Fearless Living, and that was a good experience because that's one of the courses I'm taking right now. It's called Coach and Sell, and it's learning a new way to have conversations with people in order to help them and to inform them about the kind of work that we do as life coaches. So that was fun. I met a really nice gentleman in Phoenix Airport. He works internationally with Costco Corporation and builds the steel frames for Costco buildings. And then on the plane, I met a really knowledgeable young woman in the area of plant science, and which was really interesting to me. So we had a great conversation about what she does and what I do. So all in all, I was accountable to my commitment to go and attend this workshop and to support the two facilitators and to increase my knowledge. I did everything I could do, and Mother Nature took care of the rest. And then I was able to practice my art of conversation, helping people to understand what we do in Fearless Living and how we help people to gain the skills and strategies to solve their problems. And so that was really a good feeling as well. So things change, and that's my tagline on my website and my coach for change is that change happens. And so change happened, and I didn't make it to New York. I didn't make it to Boston. I didn't get to spend time with my friends, but I got to practice my skills, and I got to be accountable to my commitment. So all in all, it was an interesting few days. And when I got home, I just thought, maybe I'll just not let anybody know that I didn't go. I didn't actually go to New York, and I can just relax and enjoy a few days reflecting and relaxing. But then I thought, I was going to help take care of a couple of my grandkids because we didn't have school today. And so it was a 3-day weekend, and my daughter Heather was off to the mountains or the desert with her friends and their ATVs. And I thought, I think I really would love to spend some time with my granddaughters. So I texted Heather and said, my plans have changed. And if you still need help with the girls, I'd love to have them come over. So I ended up with my 16 and 12-year-old granddaughters for the weekend, and we had a great time. And we just really enjoyed each other's company and went to the movies, went shopping, went out to dinner, just really had a nice time. And so I was accountable to my feelings and took action upon those feelings of connectedness that I enjoy with my grandchildren and my children. And so that was another way to practice accountability, because we talked about being accountable for what we say, for what we feel, and for our actions. And then when we are accountable to that, we speak, feel, and act differently. So it's we can make a difference in ourselves and everything around us when we're accountable. So it's an interesting process, accountability. And I think I shared with you last week when we first started talking about accountable, or it might have been the week before, but when we first started talking about accountable, how when I was going through the fearless living process of finding out my wheels, which is one of the things that Rhonda so brilliantly provides us with, is the opportunity to find out our trigger and our wheel of fear, and also our wholeness and our essential nature, which is our wheel of freedom. And when I was first going through that process, I believed that accountable was my essential nature. And as I worked through that and reflected on that and really sat with that concept and if it felt right for me, it turned out that being accountable is really a proactive behavior that helps me to get to my essential nature, which is compassion. And so when I'm compassionate for myself and others, I tend to be accountable. If I give myself a break, I don't take myself off the hook. I'm still accountable to my feelings, to my intentions, to my dreams and my goals. So being accountable is truly a proactive behavior for me, and one that keeps me centered on my essential nature, which is compassion. So passion. Accountable really resonates with me as well. And it does bring me personal power and self-confidence when I am accountable. And when I have that feeling of personal power and self-confidence, I tend to be much more compassionate for myself and for others. So it all works in a cyclical fashion, that as we live true to our essential nature and we practice our proactive behaviors, we feel whole, which for me is to have inner peace, and then we make choices that bring about accountability for our words, feelings, and actions. And it's just really the way the wheel of freedom works is it keeps us grounded and it keeps us being proactive and aware. And all the stuff that we talk about in the pathways to change is, that awareness and the willingness, and then the connection with ourselves and others that brings us to that, to compassion, and allows us to be accountable. So as we really internalize these steps, that I think this is our third time now through these steps, that it just helps to ground us in who we are and who we can become and who we want to be. So accountable it resonates with me in a big way. And helps me to stay grounded in my essential nature, which is compassion. So I'm hoping that Kelly will come on soon. I don't want to be talking for the full half hour. I want to get her input as well. But we are celebrating Valentine's Day tomorrow, and sometimes that brings up a lot of feelings and within our emotions around love, whether it's loving ourselves, loving others, in our intimate relationships with our family and friends and significant others. So maybe we can talk about accountability in that realm or that context as well. So being accountable to loving ourselves, which brings compassion. So I think we can think of accountability when we think about love as well, and how accountable we are to loving ourselves in order to love others. I think I've told you the story before of how when I first came to Fearless Living, loving myself was probably one of the furthest things that I thought about. Even if I did love myself or I didn't love myself, it wasn't something that I thought about. But the more I studied Rhonda's work and read her book, the more I realized that that was probably what was keeping me from really making the kinds of choices and taking the kinds of actions that would allow me to grow. I think I heard Kelly, are you on the line?
I am.
Well, better late than never, my dear. Did you have a good time?
Yes, sorry about that. Yeah, we're actually still here, so it's a little tricky. But my husband and I planned a paint night for tonight, and it was supposed to be over before now, but we had a very lively group, and so it took a little bit longer to get through the picture than it was supposed to. But I heard just a little bit about what you're saying. I know that we're talking about still step number 5, which is accountable, and tonight we're talking about when we are more accountable, that boosts our confidence. Have we started talking about any of that?
Yeah, I did talk about that a little bit, about how when we are accountable and centered on our, I talked about my essential nature of compassion, that accountable is a proactive behavior for me. And that when I'm centered on compassion and being accountable, that helps me to be in my personal power and to have self-confidence that really assists me in staying on my will of freedom. Accountability is definitely one of my tools for staying focused and centered on who I want to be and who I can become, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I feel like when I am accountable to my own commitments that I have for myself, and I get things done and I'm productive, that definitely boosts my confidence and helps me to feel better about myself and what I'm doing with my time. With my different commitments, because I feel like it's a lot easier for me to keep a commitment to someone else, because I know that person's going to be, counting on me or whatever, but a commitment to myself is much easier for me to not keep. And so when I'm accountable to myself and I'm keeping those commitments to myself, it definitely boosts my confidence and definitely helps me to feel really good about myself. And to also feel that forward movement in my journey, because that's definitely something that's been a challenge for me. So I totally agree with that. Accountable, I think when I first came across accountable, it was kind of a daunting type thing. But I think when we think of it in that way of being accountable to ourselves, keeping those commitments that we've made to ourselves, it's a little less daunting, or I want to say the word ominous, but I don't know if that's necessarily the right word. But it doesn't seem like such this thing like you're in trouble or something. I think that when we can really our the commitments to ourselves are important and just as important as the ones that we're making to other people. When we really feel that way, I think that it really does increase the way that we feel about ourselves. It makes writing acknowledgments a lot easier. I think it just helps us to move forward, because when we're accountable to ourselves, usually that's taking risks, usually that's stepping out of our comfort zone, usually that's, doing those things that we've said we want to do to move ourselves forward in our journey. And so when we are actively participating in those activities that we've said will help us, then we are moving forward. We continue to see that movement forward. And I think that that continues to help us to keep up with the accountability.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just think that when I'm accountable to myself, and I'll tell you what helps me a lot with that is my daily log. When I can use that daily log as a tool, as well as gratitudes and acknowledgments, which are really effective tools for me, it helps me to, because of my nature, it just helps me to be able to check those things off and take care, as I take care of those things, I just feel more confident. And what happens is I become better prepared and I plan ahead, which is not always my nature, to where it makes things so much easier for me. And my life runs, it runs more smoothly on things that are planned and predictable. I mean, there's always the flexibility and the change.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think accountability in that way is just super, super effective in helping me to be who I am and who I want to be mainly, who I can become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a massively important tool. And I think that another way that it can kind of play is like owning the things that you've been doing in the past to keep yourself stuck or to keep yourself from going in the direction that you want to be going in, owning that and say, okay, that's what I did then. And now these are the choices that I'm going to make going forward. And I think that that also is very powerful, to own it, to say, okay, that was me, but it no longer is going to be me. It no longer is going to be the way that I choose to live my life or the way that I choose to look at this or that or look at myself or whatever, and then choose to go forward in the way that we want to now. And with our new commitments and our new, our new outlook or our new goals towards freedom or, whatever we're doing, and I think that it's very powerful to own our choices. Because that's also been something that I've kind of had a challenge with. I try to push the blame on other people and say, oh, well, I did that because, of this person or that person. And I find a lot of power in saying, you know what? No, I did make those choices and I'm going to own those choices. And now I'm going to move forward. And this is how I'm going to move forward. And it's kind of like letting go of the judgment too. It has had the effect of releasing me kind of from that judgment or that being stuck in that particular area once I've owned that I did make the choice to do this or that.
Yeah.
And say, but not let it own me. Like own it, but don't let it own me, and let it go and say, okay, I'm moving forward this direction now.
Yeah, I was thinking it really helps too with I think it's kind of the same thing that you're saying, but it helps to be able to recognize when you're making an excuse as well. Always making excuses, which is letting yourself off the hook, not just giving yourself a break, but an excuse is oftentimes letting yourself off the hook and not being accountable to your commitment,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that goes along with what you were saying. You know, it's just really powerful when you can be accountable and own your choices and recognize when you're making an excuse, even if you're going to give yourself a break, recognize that, okay, I'm going to make this choice based upon that, and then this is when I'm going to get back to that commitment, and I'm going to, you know, follow through on that,
mm-hmm.
or make a new
yeah.
choice and a new decision, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I totally, yeah, because right before the baby was born, I had all of these, you know, things that I was going to do, but I kind of left this flexibility because I wasn't really sure what my time constraints were going to be. Like, was he going to start sleeping or were, you know, was he going to be fussy or, you know, you don't really know. And then he came and he is the type of baby that likes to be held a lot. And also he doesn't sleep. Well, I mean, obviously he's just over a month old. So obviously he's not at the point where he's sleeping, you know, long spans of time. And so I haven't been able to really do all of the things that I've wanted to do. I was doing a Facebook Live, you know, every day, and that kind of tapered off, and I, you know, wanted to be doing this and wanted to be doing that. And, you know, I just had to kind of go, okay, could I be getting these things into my day? Yes. But what kind of, what would have to be done to fit these things into my life? And is that something that I want to do at this particular time? Or can I just say, you know what, Kelly, you just had a baby a month ago. Give yourself a break. And we will pick back up on these, you know, these steps that we're wanting to take, you know, a little bit further down the line when we do have the time, because he is sleeping and he is, you know, not needing so much of your attention. And that's, you know, so that was a decision. So, you know, it was like, okay, well, I could possibly fit these things in that I want to be doing, but would I be hurting myself, or would I be putting myself down, or would it be a positive thing to try to fit them in when there really isn't an easy way to put them in? Or can I just give myself a little bit of a break and a little bit more time to get my schedule a little bit more situated with this new addition, and then we can pick these things back up? And so that was kind of hard for me at first, because I was beating myself up about it, and I was giving myself a hard time, like, oh, I want to be doing this, and I want to be doing that, and I want to be involved in this, and I want to be doing this more. And I was getting, you know, kind of mad at my kids and my husband because, you know, they weren't helping as much as if, you know, I needed them to be able to do all of these things, you know. And it was like, okay, no, this is not how I want, you know, his first few months of life to be. So, you know, just calming down and saying, okay, we will get to this when it's more appropriate with our time schedule, you know, and letting go of the beating myself up and putting myself down a bit. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I think our time is gone. I think she said 10 about 10 seconds ago. So anyway, I'm glad you had a good time tonight. And I feel like we've looked at accountability and how it resonates with us and assists us in being more powerful, self-confident. There we go, 10 seconds. So,
yeah.
Any last words?
No, I think I've already talked enough.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to talking next week. And everyone go out in the world, be accountable, and be fearless. All right. Good
night.
Have
a great week, everyone.